You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
May the 7th, 2021. We knew this was coming. Just stand back, stand back. We don't know how big, how bad this is going to get. The Biden administration is bound determined to resurrect the Obama-era nuclear deal between the U.S. and Iran. A senior State Department official saying, yeah, we're going to be moving forward. We've already started some things. Now it's up to Tehran. President Trump, when he was in office, fulfilled a campaign promise and pulled us out of that deal, saying it was defective at its core. Said it was a horrible one-sided deal that never should have been made. And he imposed heavy sanctions on Iran. What did the Biden administration do? Immediately start lifting sanctions, and they're bowing down. They're going to go back and do whatever Tehran says it wants. Dealing from a position of strength? Shoot, not likely. And then take note of this. I've been watching this story, and I'm still waiting for more and more details to come out. We'll probably have more next week. The State Department saying it is fining U.S. defense contractor Honeywell $13 million. That's really not much money for a corporation of billions like Honeywell. They are doing it, though, because the company was found to have harmed national security. Why? How? Sharing to the State Department statements sensitive information about U.S. military aircraft with China and other countries. Now, the others included Ireland, Canada, and Mexico. 71 different drawings apparently shared with China. Now, apparently they say we're not going to be that hard on Honeywell because Honeywell came forward and admitted it did. But they've been trying to have more of a presence and base within China. So they were sending out, apparently, information dealing with various Honeywell military equipment. F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, B-1B Lancer Long Range Strategic Bomber, F-22 Fighter. My God, and they're only going to hit them with an $11 million fine, $13 million, whatever. They're not barring Honeywell from future contract bids at this point. Congressional Republicans leading comprehensive investigations concerning the Chinese virus, Wuhan virus. Top Republican on the House Energy Commerce Committee, Congresswoman Rogers Washington, Republican, wrote to Secretary of State Blinken saying, we want documents. We want to see the documents. We want to know exactly what was hidden from the U.S. And there's a report out of New York. Bodies of 750 New Yorkers, bodies still sitting in a refrigerated morgue on the Brooklyn waterfront, more than a year after the COVID-19 pandemic first hit the Big Apple. 750 bodies still being kept in this refrigerated morgue. One city councilman says, I don't know why so many are still here in the storage when the families have asked for burial. Why are we holding them this long? Take note, here it comes. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services now saying vaccine passports now effectively will be in use in Michigan. They are relaxing coronavirus restrictions for outdoor activities, but this newest order going into effect today, continuing through May 31 as they make some changes. They're saying routine testing will not be required for those fully vaccinated, but that means you're going to have to prove you have been vaccinated. And, of course, we have a lot of people still not working, not interested in working. Businesses cannot find workers because they're still getting COVID relief checks, and are the states getting additional money? Florida Governor DeSantis, along with other Republican governors, are telling them you better start looking for a job or be able to prove you've been looking for one because we're going to start cutting that money off. We're going to be dealing that later in this hour with the one of the owners of Cafe Napoli in St. Louis, three locations, and trying to keep those open. And they're just one of many restaurants going through that difficult time right now. By the way, the new numbers came out for where we stood on the economy. The April job numbers were so bad, showing only 266,000 numbers that the CNBC anchor reading them said, that looks like a typo. That can't be right. 266,000, it's got to be higher. And then he realized, no, that's it. Whoops. No typo. That's the fact. Live with it.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Most of us are taking precautions to avoid COVID in public, but what are you doing to make sure your home is free of COVID? Wellington Environmental is the answer. And here's the great news. Wellington's average cost to professionally treat a home, less than $300. Less than $300. And the cost for treating most offices, not much higher. Be ready to copy a phone number to get on the schedule as soon as possible. First, let me remind you, if you want your own professional fogging device, Wellington sells them, priced $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors, save $100. If you want your home or office professionally disinfected by Wellington, here's the number, 314-644-4930. Again, get on the schedule early, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing. Covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The cartels are buying ads on Facebook.
It's wild. It is absolutely unconscionable to think that this is happening. But I got to tell you, my very first border trip, we had just gotten to the Donna processing facility, and there was a busload of very young children and parents with children under the age of 6. And I spoke to a 15-year-old girl. I said, where are you from? She said, Guatemala. I said, how did you know to come here? And she said, Facebook. I hadn't been but 5 minutes in the Donna processing facility when I heard the term Facebook. Right. And as I went through the facility, I kept hearing from kids, from adults, Facebook. Yes, we coordinated logistics through Facebook. We paid through Facebook. We talked on WhatsApp, which is owned by Facebook.
Are you surprised at all by that? That is Congresswoman Kat Kamak, Republican of Florida, appearing on Fox News, Fox and Friends this morning. And you heard one of the anchors saying, the cartels are buying ads on Facebook. And that's what she was documenting. I'm going to process that through with you again. Because, I mean, you hear that and you think, that something can't be right there. But she said, no, I was my first border trip. I wonder if the Vice President Harris saw this or has any interest in it at all. You think she might get down there and hear the same story, or she just doesn't care? Because I'm talking to the diplomats, not the children. Congresswoman Kamak says a 15-year-old girl from Guatemala, when she asked her, how did you know to come here? And she said, Facebook. Yeah, Facebook, the very one that has banned Trump permanently, although now they've been told in 6 months you need to either revise it or go ahead and enforce it because the so-called Facebook Oversight Board decided that, yeah, you had a right to take Trump off because he was inciting violence against the nation. This isn't inciting violence against the nation. But they had a right to take Trump off and ban him, but they didn't follow their rules, so they need to review them. And yet they are allowing drug cartels to publicize, advertise on Facebook so they can get more to join their caravans. They use that, or the WhatsApp. That is also owned by Facebook. You know where we are right now, this administration? Joe Biden's administration now is negotiating a settlement with attorneys with the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union. The ACLU is representing deported illegal alien parents and their children. The parents are prosecuted for crossing the U.S.-Mexico border and deported as the children they arrived were put in Health and Human Services. That was taking place under Trump, the zero-tolerance policy. Although the government itself had been separating adults from children at the border since before 2001. It was going on when Obama was in office and before Obama was in office. But only when Trump was in office did it suddenly become, that is so nasty and mean. And the Biden administration, in addition to working out amnesty, is working on reparations for these separated families. Give them permanent status, compensation, social services. I'm sorry, what was your question? What are you asking? Who's paying for it? You know who's paying for it. Where are they going to get the money? What? Do they care where they get the money? This is where we're going. And you've got these big tech companies that are trying to censor anyone that steps out of line and says anything they don't like. And yet we've got the Biden administration saying, we're going to give a pass to these companies because they're serving a purpose. What purpose are they serving? They're serving a purpose of getting more illegals to come here. Never mind that some of those illegals, many of them, the children and girls and some boys, say they got raped repeatedly, sodomized repeatedly, were tortured repeatedly on the way, but they are here in the U.S. now. And maybe they were purchased from their parents, or maybe they were kidnapped. The cost of coming to the nation, to this country, is even laid out in some of the Facebook ads. Again, let's go to Congresswoman Kamak, Republican of Florida, and the cost to get to the U.S. or to different parts of it. She said it's right there. She said, I opened up one of those Facebook accounts, and there it is.
When I started talking with HSI and some of the Border Patrol agents, they themselves have seen this firsthand. So I figure, hey, I'm a millennial. I'm pretty savvy with Facebook. I'll do a quick search. And just this morning, you know, at 6 o'clock, as I'm sitting down to do this interview with you guys, I pull up Viaje a Estados Unidos, and lo and behold, a page with directions, with routes, prices, $6,000 to come to the United States, $9,300 to get to San Antonio. It takes a simple search of get to the frontera, and that is all it takes to find out exactly who to pay, how to get here, and how you're going to get smuggled across. And they even talk about in these ads how you can take a six-year-old or under, or if you're a single adult, what they're going to do to help get you across. It's absolutely nuts.
It is nuts. And keep in mind, where are the families in Mexico or the Northern Triangle coming up with that kind of money? Do you think all of them are really paying $6,000 minimum or $9,300 if you're going to get deep into Texas like San Antonio? Or are they having to perform services either along the route that the children would be used for various sexual services and the women, or the family left behind will have to start carrying out some of the drug smuggling, moving drugs and meth and so forth around inside parts of Mexico. Who knows? Who knows? The drug cartel knows. And Facebook, they know this is happening. They see it. And there's no stop. They don't shut it down. I pulled up a couple of them. And again, one of them, she said, Viaje a Estados Unidos, making a trip to the United States. And if you search, get to the frontera, basically get to the border, you see some of this stuff. Some of it's in Spanish. She's going to need it translated. But it's right there, the information, not only of how to get here, who to contact, but how much it's going to cost. But I will remind you, and I will make you can't be operating under the belief that, well, maybe some of the cartels just bringing them here because they're nice, you know, they're nice people bringing them here, yeah, and they're not making them really pay. They may not be getting the money, but they're getting something, and then also using them to kind of serve as drug mules to come across with drugs, and are this is the part that is terrifying every time I think about it. And I don't know why those on the left were so concerned about separating parents from their children or children from the parents are not seeing this happen right now and they're right in their face when we get all these unaccompanied children showing up 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 years old. They come to our border and they stand there and we're going to take care of them. We're not going to leave the child out there to die of thirst and the heat. And often they're carrying a telephone number. Now, they may have been brought up by cartel because family or relatives are living here and they sent money to the cartel to bring this particular child. In fact, the other day, the pictures of two children being dropped over a wall, something like 3 and 5 years old. Thank God they were still alive. Apparently, they had some relatives here who sent money to the drug cartels through various routes to bring these two particular kids. So they just got them and dropped them over the wall. They're here. You got them. But in other cases, they're sending that money down because they want to sell these kids when they get them. They're not related to them, but they're paying money for them to be brought up. And the phone number in their pocket, you call it. You don't know if you're finding someone who's a real relative or not, or if someone just claims to be. And then our government, is assisting those children to be delivered. Delivered by Uber, by plane, by whatever it takes to get them to that address, and we walk away, and we have no idea what happens to that child after that. I told you again the other day, we already have thousands convicted of homicide and sex crimes, illegals convicted of homicide and sex crimes, and the Biden administration is telling Homeland Security, do not make it a priority to get them out of the country. DHS has no plans to deport 8,300 out of 14,000 now in federal custody. And out of that 8,300, I just told you, they are all convicted. They're not charged. They are convicted. Some just for stealing a vehicle, I say just for. Some obscenity, just for. Some kidnapping. Commercialized sex offense. Sex offenses. Homicide. And DHS has word from the White House and the Biden administration, do not make it a priority to get them out of our country. And the left is applauding Facebook because it shut down Trump, and they're saying that's the way it should be. Do not let him get on again. So they're going to decide what is free speech going forward. And where's the call and the complaint about the free speech at Facebook is being used now to smuggle drugs and children. Again, Congresswoman Kamak.
I pull up Viaje a Estados Unidos, and lo and behold, a page with directions, with routes, prices, $6,000 to come to the United States, $9,300 to get to San Antonio. It takes a simple search of get to the frontera, right. And that is all it takes to find out exactly who to pay, how to get here, and how you're going to get smuggled across. And they even talk about in these ads how you can take a six-year-old or under, or if you're a single adult, what they're going to do to help get you across.
You're probably sitting there shaking your head or shouting or banging something. I mean, if you're in your car, please control yourself while you're driving. But I would certainly understand because this is what this country is doing now with this progressive left movement. They are transforming America. And for black Democrats, you need to be watching this. Those of you with the black caucus in Congress and various states, you need to be aware of what's happening here, because the Democrats, the progressives, are setting up to not really care about you anymore. They've already made it clear. Our priority is dealing with illegals. Tax-paying black Democrats who've been longtime party workers, and they're not going to be that valuable anymore. At this rate, the census already, if it's accurate in some areas, and we have question to doubt it, the Latino numbers are growing rapidly just by this, much less normal procreation going forward. I don't know where we're going to be 20, 25 years from now. I hope to hell we still have a country. And yet they want to tell you the biggest concern is climate change. I want to share another story of how the left is so out of whack right now that even if you torture and kill a 10-year-old, if you torture and kill a 10-year-old, not a big deal. Not a big deal. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Said I don't want to leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
District attorney in L.A. was Jackie Lacey, the first black woman to ever hold that post. Now, you think that would really be good for liberals, but George Soros, the left-wing billionaire, decided she was not liberal and progressive enough, so he funded the campaign of George Gascon and beat the first black woman to hold the position of district attorney of L.A. Got her out. And when Gascon was sworn in, he avowed immediate reforms to the criminal justice system. Going to put an end to cash bail, get rid of the death penalty in new cases. But now they're also looking at another case. It involves a 10-year-old boy. And investigators say in the last 5 or 6 days of his life, that child was tortured mercilessly. The 31-year-old man and 35-year-old woman that were his caretakers, I'm not even sure they were really the parents. I mean, I'd say the boy, it's a boyfriend, and the woman was the mother of the child. According to the prosecutors, the last 5 or 6 days of that life, that child was whipped with a belt repeatedly and a looped cord. They poured hot sauce on his face and in his mouth, held him by his feet, dropping him on his head repeatedly until this ended in death. Well, the prosecutor that was handling the case at that time under D.A. Jackie Lacey, they were moving forward. They were seeking the death penalty. Lacey did. She said, this is a death penalty case. Let's do it. But Gascon, the new D.A. brought in by the money of George Soros, is saying, no, we're taking the death penalty off the table. What? I just told you exactly how that child was killed. And they're going to take it off the table. And the prosecutor's been handling the case is incensed, and rightly so. He said, this is not based on any new evidence. It's not based on any new mitigation, any new law. What we announced in the court 2 years ago should stand. The death penalty is proper in this case. But progressive District Attorney George Gascon, elected with the money from left-wing billionaire George Soros, and Gascon got millions of dollars in his campaign. I mean, keep in mind, he was running against the first black woman to be the district attorney in Los Angeles. And apparently, Soros decided she's not doing enough. You're a black woman, she's not good enough. Let's get her out. So they brought in Gascon. And not only did she get defeated and take a loss, the citizens of Los Angeles are suffering because of it. Lacey, the prosecutor at that time, and the district attorney specifically assigned the case, wanted the mother and her boyfriend sentenced to death. Use it. That's why it's there. Now, suddenly the Gascon is saying, well, we have a, maybe we'll look at it as a maximum of life in prison. Now, we're not even sure we'll go that far. And they could get parole if we just end up charging them with murder and torture with a special circumstance allegation of murder. In other words, there might be a lot of ways that we still don't even, should they want to spend a life in prison, they could be paroled in fairly rapid time compared to, well, they certainly aren't going to have the death penalty. This is what you want from progressives? This, I don't care if you're a Democrat or not, you need to stop and think, is this what you want for the justice system? You don't like cops? What do you think about parents like that who do that to that child? You don't think they deserve to be punished? All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about how tough it is for businesses to find workers. Nobody wants to work. Where the hell is our work ethic? Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around, oh, they're 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed and at the same time will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler is still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER. Or you can check their website, rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
You should have closed your windows and got another dog. You should have chained up all the doors and switched up all the locks. And how many times have I prayed?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The other day, a dozen restaurants in the Central West End area of St. Louis. If you're a St. Louis resident, you kind of know where that is. But the story we're going to look at here is, while we're looking at it specifically in one area, it is multiplied across the nation. A dozen restaurants in the Central West End hosted a job fair at the Chase Park Plaza Ballroom. They did not get many applicants. The manager of the sushi restaurant at Drunken Fish said it's not just hard to find good employees, it's hard to find employees, period. The Chase general manager said the same thing and said this $300 per week boost unemployment benefits recently renewed by Congress through early September, add the Missouri benefits at $320 a week to that, means jobless checks could still be adding up to more than a full-time job of $15 an hour. DJ Holmes, the general manager at Kingside Diner, said the same thing. And they say, yeah, the round one might have been help needed, but round two, now 3, 4, 5. And in fact, right now, according to maximum unemployment benefits available to individuals in Missouri, $620 a week, $23 an hour. Folks should sign, why should I go to work? They should own, just make the money. Another example of a restaurant that's been fighting that, and they just recently opened a new one in St. Charles as COVID hit, Cafe Napoli. They had a location in Town and Country, the original in downtown Clayton, the third Cafe Napoli, 3 in St. Charles. And joining us now, general manager of that, and of course the son of the owner, Pietoso. This is Kai Pietoso. Glad to have you on board, Kai.
Thanks, Larry. How you doing?
I'm great. So I've been in your place, and I've heard from you and some others and others, restaurants up and down that same area, this new area of St. Charles, similar stories, but I'd like to hear it again from you direct so you could share with the audience.
Larry, it's tough. I mean, I don't really know even how to explain it other than the fact that we finally saw light at the end of the tunnel, you know, loosening restrictions and finally getting back to normal. And we get hit by a whole nother pandemic, and that's just finding employees, which it is the hardest thing I've ever experienced right now, just getting an applicant to walk through the door. They're non-existent right now.
Just to get an applicant, right? In other words, you kind of echo what I was quoting, the manager of the sushi restaurant, Drunken Fish. It's not just good employees, hard to find any employees.
Any employees at that. And you're right, here in the street of St. Charles, and I know you come out here quite often, and just the echoing of the other restaurants, I know that a very popular restaurant right next door to us couldn't even serve food on a Saturday night because no kitchen staff, not enough kitchen staff to accommodate the patrons inside the restaurant and bar.
That's a Saturday night. That's a big moneymaker. Yeah.
Absolutely. And then another neighboring restaurant, closing on Mondays just to give the staff that they do have a break so they don't lose them. You're working 7 days a week and you're getting pounded and there's no help and there's no help in sight. And that's what's scary.
And of course, the one you're running now at Streets of St. Charles, this is new. And I know I was talking to your father, Tony, when he told me that you guys were going to open it. And he's talking about opening it in January, Feb. And I thought, are you going to do it now? I thought that's pretty risky. But it wasn't the risk I thought you would have. The risk I thought would you have be able to do it and have anybody. You have had that happen, but you can't get the employees. And the other two are inside St. Louis County where you had more severe restrictions. So that was another issue.
Yeah, it's been quite the year and a half at this point, really, even up going back to March of 2020 and, you know, getting through that year. And you know, even speaking about the restrictions, Larry, we still face that in the county, and thankfully
you're talking about St. Louis County.
Yeah. St. Louis County. So, you know, the 100% open, there's a stipulation as far as 6 feet apart. And I've never been actually happy about hearing about a restriction because we wouldn't even be able to accommodate 100%, not even close. If we could go 100% right now in the county, we would not be able to accommodate the amount of people that would. The demand is there. We just cannot serve them.
And you got to explain to me that, and I know you've done it at the location in Clayton. I know a couple of other restaurants in the Chesterfield area have done it, that basically erected tents or something of that nature that they could be outside, but of course it was winter, so they were able to put up tents and drop flaps and put a heater in there. People were dining inside, outside, and everybody's looking at that. What the hell is this?
Yeah, if you drove by in the wintertime and saw the landscape of the outside of Napoli, you could see exactly what that dining outside inside was all about.
Looked like igloos sitting out there.
We had igloos out there, we had tents. You know what, Larry, we do whatever it takes, and that's the motto that my dad instilled in my brother and I, and that's exactly what we're doing now, and that's exactly what we're going to do moving forward.
Well, here's the issue.
Get through it.
That what you just said, and your father and many others like it, especially those who get into this restaurant business, you know, that or many businesses, there's a basic work ethic. I don't see a work ethic coming forward with a lot of the people right now.
Well, it's tough. I mean, if you are a secondary tipped employee, or say you're a dishwasher or a line cook, even at, you know, a competitive wage of 15, call it even $20 an hour, Larry, and you work 40 hours a week, what's your incentive to go back and work when you can stay home and make almost equivalent to that? It just does not make any sense.
I was telling the audience earlier, on Cinco de Mayo, obviously a big day for Mexican food restaurants. They have a new operation that opened in the Frontenac area, Uncle Julio's, and the manager, Jason Padilla, and I were talking the other day. In fact, we went in there after the program, Quentin and I did, and of course they were jammed, and he had everybody pushed to the limit that day at what staff they had. And I know a couple other restaurants that are own Mexican restaurants. One had to shut one of the locations because they couldn't staff all of them, so they had to decide which ones we will staff. Another one couldn't open another one they wanted to have open for Cinco de Mayo, the same thing. That was a big crush day, and they could not meet the needs, and that's money lost.
That's a lot of money lost, Larry, in a time where we could really use all the revenue we can get. Every day counts in the restaurant business. It's not big margins like a lot of people think. It's every day being busy, busting your butt to make it work, and that's what has to happen in the restaurants. And it's unfortunate that we can't do it because we just can't get the people. And I'm afraid that it might be like this up until September. I know of restaurants. I read an article yesterday about a restaurant that's shutting down until September, until this wears off a little bit.
And I've also seen an ad, I think, when a McDonald's in Florida was offering $50. If you just come in for an interview, we'll give you $50 cash. Just come in for the interview.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Isn't that something?
Well, the other thing is, I had, before you joined us, an anchor on MSNBC was referring and trying to diss and complain about Republican legislators and governors who've said, we're going to start shutting these funds off. We're not going to pass along this COVID relief money for unemployment. It's coming to an end. Florida Governor DeSantis said it. And other governors are doing similar things. And he was asking a Democrat congressman at the time, he said, what's your answer? And the response, and I'd like your reaction to this, the congressman said, well, then maybe the businesses need to pay more.
Yeah, and I understand that. And in our specific case with our restaurants, I feel that we do pay a fair wage. And our servers and our bussers and our expos and all the people that work in our organization definitely get paid well. And, you know, that same person that's saying they need to pay more is the same person that's going to complain when their chicken parmesan's $30.
Yeah, right.
You have to try to, you know, keep a fair wage. And I believe that we do with, you know, we offer a full health. You know, you see that a lot of times. We'll offer health insurance. We do. We have a 401k plan. We have profit sharing. There's a lot of incentives to come work for our organization, our company, and we still cannot get people in the door. So I don't necessarily buy that, Larry.
So you're saying, well, even if we offered more money, it's not going to bring them in. And, of course, if we hike the price, well, then who are we going to have working then? Or will we even have customers coming in that we can pay that employee?
Exactly right. You're exactly right.
You're chasing your tail, with all due respect.
That's exactly what we're doing, Larry. And it's been a tough couple months doing that. And we're, you know, just on the verge of, I feel it's going to explode. And what I mean by that is everybody wants to get out, you know, and I do understand that there are people that, you know, COVID's affected differently and they're maybe a little bit more scared than others. But at the point where you can walk into Walmart and get vaccinated, if that's your concern, I think it's time to get back to work. I think it's time to get this show on the road again.
And as bad as you're having it here, and this is a perfect example of the Midwest, and down in the South and Texas, they dropped the mask mandate in Florida, so they've been popping things. They've been moving a lot quicker. New York is just now beginning to decide to kind of open up some of the northern states. So those restaurants up there and the money and the taxes that they pay, businesses have shut down that will never open again, especially family-type-owned businesses.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's another thing. I don't even know what the stat is on how many restaurants shut down through all this COVID stuff, but you would think the workforce would be enormous. You'd think it would be impossible to get a job at this point.
I did see some numbers, but they've been kind of thrown around. I don't know how accurate they are overall, but something like 40% of the restaurants have been shut during this in New York will never reopen again.
Wow. That hurts. I hate to hear that.
So when I see somebody walking out there holding a sign wanting money from as you drive by, I'm thinking, there are jobs out there. You can certainly go get one. If nothing else, you could do a dishwasher. Because, yeah, you want good employees, but some in the back, as long as they do that job, and they could be good at it and make good money and get everything else. I don't know.
Absolutely.
What... You got a rough road, and but we're turning it around. We're going to get it turned around.
We have to. You got to live. We got to move on.
Kai, I appreciate your insight and giving us some perspective from a restaurant owner as well. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate you.
You bet. Kai Piatoso has said one of the three Napoli, but it's duplicated all across. Coming up, Biden is told, don't answer questions.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki admitted in a CNN podcast, they don't like Joe talking. They do not like Joe Biden making any no impromptu questions. She said, and I'm quoting, it's not something we recommend. One of the more recent events, Biden apparently ran into a CNN reporter at the White House who started asking him about the minimum wage increase to $15. Would it be included in the coronavirus relief package signed into law in March? Stop right there for a second. You just heard the story, I hope, in the previous segment about how restaurants and other businesses are trying to hire qualified people. They're going to make at least that in some of these restaurants, tips and everything else, and or get health care and everything else. And they've still got people out there demonstrating $15 an hour minimum wage. Well, the market will bring the price. And if you continue like that and you have to hire people when you don't have the business, somebody has to go. Someone else might get the 15, but you might have to go so they can. But anyway, that was a question asked Biden. And Biden's answer was, pretty honestly, I don't think it's going to be included. But Jen Psaki said, I wish she hadn't said that. She said, I don't really like him rolling around the hallways doing impromptu interviews. And she said, Biden takes questions nearly every day. He's in front of the press. But when it comes to just these questions as he's walking around, that was something we don't recommend. In fact, we tell him, don't take questions. But he's going to do what he wants because he's president of the United States. When Trump went into office, one of the things Obama told him, gave him advice, said, don't be answering their questions. They shout at you as you're walking to and from Air Force One or Marine One. Just don't bother. Trump does. He did. He said, you'll still try to answer. He'll stop and talk to them. So he ignored Obama, and apparently Biden is of the same opinion. Well, yeah, they stop and ask me. Maybe they're just going to ask what ice cream I want. I didn't know they're going to ask me something of policy. And, of course, we pointed out to you yesterday was the National Day of Prayer under proclamation of the president. I knew there'd be more backlash. I just didn't make too big of a deal of it yesterday. And as I told you, you should not have to have a National Day of Prayer to know that it helps and is good for you and our nation to be praying. And we need prayers for our nation, regardless of your religion. But the word God did not exist anywhere in the proclamation. It talked about social justice and things of this nature. God's concerned about those too, but if you're not going to mention him by name, do you think he's listening? And the reason I raise that, and going back reading some of the Old Testament, and I'm watching some of these prophets, I'm reading about it anyway, that, you know, they're trying to save their people and telling them, here's what God's saying is going to happen if you don't do this, and the people are ignoring them. And then God starts sending his wrath and punishment, and he tells the prophets, don't bother praying for those people. And being quoted in the Old Testament, they did not hear my voice, would not respond, so I'm not going to hear their voice. That is, again, inside the Old Testament with prophets saying, God is telling you this is going to happen if you don't, and they ignored him. Well, we're getting to that point again. So I think many of us are praying, and you don't have to the National Day of Prayer, but yeah, God, please save this nation. We have been a beacon on a hill for many across the world. That's why so many want to come here, for what we have, what we offer. But if we're going to turn our back on God, the foundation of this country, Judeo-Christian, and yet we're still open to any religion and freedom and democracy. What do you think's going to happen if we continue going down that path? No mention of God in the proclamation yesterday. So today I open up my email, and John had written me this. I'm not going to give the full name because it did not go to a public source that you could see. It went to my LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. You can always write me as well. And John says, how much money would it take from each of your listeners to increase your tower wattage output to 90 miles? I'd be willing to contribute to that goal. I said, John, that's a generous offer. I said, we have a license to have more power, but we're not. Part of it's cost. I said, the other thing is stations don't need a big stick, a tower anymore, like a KMOX, things of that nature, because apps and online are cheaper, more effective. You can be heard globally. We've got responses, as you know. We've quoted some from Europe, Japan, and all over the states, Texas, Michigan, Florida, Arizona, Oregon, Dakotas, Carolinas, D.C. So the app online, that's still good. In fact, a lot of folks open the app online in their car on their phone and play it through the Bluetooth. So they're getting a digital signal. It's better than any AM signal or FM signal. And the app online live, of course, you can find at KXEN1010AM.com. If you didn't catch that, just go to LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA.com. You'll get all the details on that, or LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. But John said, I'm willing to contribute money if you could get your power wattage to reach 90 miles. How much? He said, I'd be willing to contribute. Well, John, I'm still calculating and ciphering, and I think just hold your money right now. But I might come up with a number. I might start asking you and everybody else. No, I won't. I just appreciate you guys being there. I do. Enjoy your weekend. Remember our pledge. One nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.